Komarov Case by Mikhail Bulgakov, narrated by Peter Coates. At the beginning of 1922, people began to disappear in Moscow. For some reason, it was happening mostly to local horse dealers or peasants who came from the suburbs of Moscow to buy horses. However, the thing is that the potential buyers neither bought horses nor did they return home. At the same time, strange and unpleasant things were being discovered during the night. In the barrens of Zamosk-Vorchi, stinking grey bags with naked corpses of men were found among the ruins of abandoned houses and half-built public bathhouses on Shabolovka. After several similar discoveries, Moscow Criminal Investigation Department was put in a state of high alert. The thing was that all the bags with the dead bodies bore the traces of the same pattern. Apparently, the same blunt instrument was used to crush the victims' heads, and the corpses were corded in the same way, always skillfully and carefully, arms and legs pulled together to the stomach very firmly, for a full due, shall I say. The criminal investigation began to work persistently on this strange case. But it took a lot of time, and more than 30 people found their last shelter in dirty bags among piles of bricks in Zamosk-Vorchi. The investigation proceeded slowly but steadily. The knots of the bags were quite peculiar. They were very typical for people accustomed to harnessing horses. So maybe a cabman was a murderer. Moreover, there were traces of oats at the bottom of some bags. Most likely it was a cabman. 22 corpses have already been found, but only 7 of them have been identified. It's also been
Sample complete. Ready to continue?